Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is an broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an epic war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the memes. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I take no bullshits from nobody. Actually, expose the bullshit of society and chop it up into easy-to-digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different. Today, I don't usually broadcast on Saturday nights. I'm usually already asleep because I work. Let's just call this a very special after-school special episode of the Crotch Shot Radio Show. I found drugs in the playground and I decided to smoke them. So, if you haven't read the title of the episode, it's do I have to love gays to love my girlfriend? And this is something I was having a thought because the last girlfriend I had, she broke up with me because I didn't want to go to a gay club with her or hang out with her gay friends. It's not like I would, I kept asking her, why do you need me to meet them so much? I believe in equality. I don't scream faggot or anything. I don't gay bash. So she ended up breaking up with me and I'm hoping she's doing well. Hopefully one of those guys decides to wife her up and give her a child, but whatever. But anyways, I'm joined with Ricky Sofer, comedian Ricky Sofer. She's very talented. She travels all across the world to perform. She recently did an episode where she had members of the LGBTQ community. So I just wanted to pick her brain. Ricky, how you doing?
Hey there, Louie. How are you?
Oh, why are you whispering?
Oh, I'm not. This is my voice now.
Oh, it is.
You don't like it?
Okay, no. If you want people contacting you and screaming at you, calling you, saying racist shit like they did before.
Well,
shout out to Apocalypse. Well,
at some point, you get used to it,
So... But, like I was saying before, I was dating this girl. This was years ago. I don't know why this popped into my head, today, but, that was one of her major problems with me was I wouldn't go to a gay club. Is that really a thing?
But why wouldn't you go?
Cause I didn't want to see something that I didn't want to see.
And would you still not go, or is it something that
Yeah, I would still not go. It's not my scene. Like, I wouldn't go to a gay club the same way I wouldn't go to a cross burning.
Okay, but like, okay, let's say if you saw like a couple, you know, making out on the street, would you react differently or just move along with your life?
Just move along with my life, of course.
Okay, so I mean, I kind of get that. I mean, I don't like going to gay clubs because no one's gonna hit on me over there. But that's different.
Well, yeah.
I really don't like it.
No one's gonna hit on me at the gay club either. It's not that, but it's just
you never know. You never never know.
Yeah, you know, many gays have been bigger cunts to me than women. So you know, I know I'm not their type. So I'm pretty secure in that. In that way, so you know, it's
well, no, that's because you don't have a six pack, you know.
Yeah, I have a keg, you would think that would be more fun. that old joke,
yeah. I mean, I can see that, but that's not a reason to break up with somebody, of course. She clearly did not love you, but at the same point, you know, I wouldn't try to drag my boyfriend to a gay bar, that would be weird. Well, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the thing. It's the reason why I came up because it's not the first time. Like what's with well, specifically like white women, and you're like white adjacent.
Adjacent. Yeah. Okay.
You're white-ish.
Ish. I'm Jewish. Yes.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I would get stopped by the cops before you do.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, and probably. You'd get arrested. Yes.
Yeah. So. Yeah. so you got some privilege.
Right, but what does it have to do with gay?
I'm just no, because it's mostly like white girls that I see that that I've been around. That they're like, oh, meet my gay friend or meet this or one former female friend that I used to have. She always tried to convince me that I was gay or try to talk me into testing it out.
That's weird.
Yeah. And I'm like,
No, maybe you should step your game up with the girls you pick because that just sounds weird.
I just seem to only be attracted to the mentally insane, I guess.
Yeah, they sound like it.
Yeah, but I mean, but it is something common that I hear a lot. It's like if you offend their gay friend, it's like high crimes.
Well, don't offend their gay friend.
Well, it's so easy to do that though.
I know, but don't.
I mean, you know, I could be drinking a Yoo-Hoo and they get pissed off. It's like. They're very.
I mean, listen. If you're gonna offend their gay friend, then offend their straight friend as well. You know what I'm saying? Because like I offend everybody. I don't discriminate. So nobody thinks, that I hate a certain people.
Dude.
You know, but if you only offend her gay friends, then you're a little homophobic. You know.
Well, I walk in the room with a Trump hat, and they're already offended.
Well. Oh God, here we go. I mean, listen, yeah, I guess you don't have to love everybody, but I mean, you know, they're just people like us and they're funny, they're fun, they're clean. I love them. I don't know why would you don't love the gays. I think they're way superior than us.
I didn't say I didn't love them. And I hate to use this.
Do you have any gay friends?
I used to. He passed away.
You had one gay friend.
Huh. Yeah, and he taught me actually how to fight. He was a Vietnam vet. Shout outs to Pat, wherever he's at. I mean, he would tell me like, yeah, I'm tired of these Twinkie motherfuckers. And he loved.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it seems like your girlfriend was kind of weird. I wouldn't go to a gay club. That's weird. I wouldn't offend my gay people unless it's like they demand it, you know, but, you know, it depends.
Well, no, it usually comes out innocent. Like, It usually, when you ask a question like, okay, what's the difference between a queer and just a regular gay? Because I thought queer was like the N-word for gays.
Oh, yeah. You're asking the wrong person. I have no idea.
Like, but, you know, and that's and the other thing that kind of annoys me because it kind of went off. It's like, why the fuck am I supposed to have all this knowledge already when I'm not around this community? And then you look
that's
at
a good
me,
point.
And you look at me like I should already know. Like the sky's already blue. Like I'm not around y'all. Y'all, who's y'all? Well, you know what I mean. don't start.
Yeah, that. Yeah.
And then I get into the point where it's like,
you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and then I go into like motherfucker, I'm brown. I couldn't hide in a closet. And be I was born brown. There was no hiding that shit. Like, you know, I'm not saying I had a harder life than you, but it's like if it came to the point where it's like, okay, we're gonna kill all gays, you guys could switch up and hide. You know, like
you got.
I mean, you guys got a whole closet to run to. There's no closet for me. The only
you do have a point. Like I especially for me, because I don't even, you know, English is my second language, but I didn't know anything about you're not supposed to say tranny, you're not supposed to say transgender, all this word. Like, all right, well, I'm trying to figure out what's going on here.
Yeah, I mean, and it's harder for me because I'm a New Yorker that grew up during the 90s where, you know, a lot of that shit that's now called hate terms were like a term of endearment.
Right.
Like, look at right. this. Yo, faggot, what? What?
Yeah, don't.
It's like you would just describe. What are you
going to do? It's everybody get offended these days from everything. It's a little much.
Yeah. I should have found a more liberal one. I should have found a
I'm
really.
I'm sure you can still find her.
Probably not here. I probably got to go down south.
Yeah, I'm going to find me a dude down south too. Because all these homos here fucking suck.
I got to find me a nice fat girl.
You said nice fat girl?
Yeah, why not?
Look, you like fat girls?
They have to have a waist, but, you know, I'm when it comes to models, I'm into, you know who Ashley Graham is?
Who doesn't know who Ashley Graham is?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, you know, I could go a little thicker than her.
Really? Okay. That's like, woo.
A little. Like, not like super size, like where it covers the front.
Yeah, she's pretty big.
No, she's not that big. Come on.
No, she's not huge, but she's pretty, you know, she's heavy.
Yeah, but that's hips. Those are hips and you know, she, you know, it's nice.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying she's not. But yeah, okay, she's a big girl, definitely.
Yeah, something like that. Something. Mm-hmm. What the fuck? I mean, someone like that. But, you know. Someone, yeah, because I find my demographic is down south.
Well, I'm sure you can find definitely down south. You'll find more than enough.
Yeah,
big girls.
Yeah, but you know, it's just back to the topic here. Where is that going? It's like I don't understand the obsession. Like you must accept gay. Like, okay, I tolerate. I accept them, you know, more power to them. It's like you want me to like actually, you know, prove my acceptance of them by like, hey, hi, how you doing? You want me to suck your dick? Like, how far do you need me to go?
I mean, listen, if I dated somebody and he was like, I don't like them, I'd be like, why? That would be fucked up, to be honest. Like my ex-boyfriend loved all my gay friends. Loved them.
Mm-hmm.
He loved it more than he loved me. No, I'm kidding. But okay. He loved, you know, he was very happy about them. So me, you might have a little problem there, you know?
I'm more of on a case-by-case basis.
Yeah, but they're all like the same, you know. I don't know.
Like I've met Milo Yiannopoulos twice. He's pretty cool. And there's like a lot of gay conservatives that I've met, and I found them pretty cool. You know, but a lot of them, you know, they're just like really fucking militant for no reason.
Maybe. Well, I don't know. You know. I guess it's tough for everybody. I have no idea.
Yeah.
You know.
In fact, I remember I was on this other podcast, and I forgot the female comic that I was on there with. And she's like, oh, yeah, that would annoy me if you didn't want to come with me to a gay bar. I'm like, I just didn't understand. Why would that bother you? It's almost like a lot of women just want to get cucked by their man being with another man.
I don't know. I think you're dating weird chicks, honestly. I don't know.
It's not that.
I would never ask my dude to go to a gay bar unless, like, I'm meeting a friend.
Like, I mean,
and he can wait for me outside. That's just.
Oh yeah, though. No, that pissed off this girl that I was. She was like, "Oh, let's go to a gay club." She didn't tell me. She's like, "Let's go to this restaurant," and we go. And I forgot where it was. I see a rainbow flag, and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna go see Avengers. I'll see you later. Call me when you're done. Like, come inside. Like, no, I'm good. And I still haven't seen her. And Avengers out 2012.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess you need somebody else. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't think we have a conclusion for this discussion.
No,
I would just, a normal girl wouldn't really take her boyfriend to a gay club, you know. If I'm gonna make my boyfriend go anywhere, it's Mexico, not a fucking gay club.
Why would you want to go to Mexico?
Say it again.
Why would you want to go to Mexico?
I just like the beach, Colombia, Mexico. You know, Hawaii, whatever, wherever the beach is at.
Puerto Rico's better. Puerto Rico's better.
Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, all of them.
Oh, now you're just trying to offend me now.
I just like the beach, and there's not enough of it here. Everything's gross. Ugh.
What, you don't like to go to Puerto Rican Disneyland? Also known as Coney Island?
Yeah, nah, I'm good.
You don't like Coney Island? What's wrong with Coney Island?
No, it's gross. Everything's gross.
Have you been to Brighton Beach?
It's gross.
How's it gross? Oh, goodness. The only time I've ever been grossed out in Coney Island is when I was there, they found a dead baby.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that was when I was grossed out. But you know, you scoop out the sand with a dead body, you know, 2-3 feet, dump it off somewhere, and it's good.
All right. Well, then you go. Go with your gay friend.
I will. I'll ride my scooter all the way over there, like I did a couple years ago. Just hopefully I don't pass out, because I did it from Williamsburg to Coney Island, not from Lower East Side. It was fun. Good times. But
sounds like it.
So anyways, what do guys do that piss you off?
What would piss me off?
What would a guy do to piss you off?
Just not text me back.
Oh.
Very simple.
Really? That's it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you can check other girls out. I'm fine with that. I don't like when they flirt. Like, if I'm dating someone, you're flirting with everybody else. It should drive me nuts.
What would be the thing that was like, you know what, goodbye? Like, what's your hard out?
I would say cheating, but that's not true. I don't know.
Really?
I guess enough emotional abuse would do it. Oh. Depends on how much, you know, how much I love the guy. If I don't love him, I don't give a shit. Mm. Be out in like 2 seconds. If you don't answer me back, I'll cut you off. If I love you and this is a years of relationship, then, you know, I'll do whatever it takes to make it work until it's like my emotional well-being. If that's, you know, being damaged, I'll probably do whatever I can to end it.
Goodness, what type of guy gets that type of loyalty? Because goodness, I you know, I sneeze the wrong way, girls are like, you know what, I can't deal with this anymore.
Yeah, well, the wrong guy, don't trust me, he did not deserve it.
Oh.
Yeah,
goodness, it's like,
so,
yeah. Like, I remember ooh, like, I've told this story over and over and over again. So if you guys heard it, I'm sorry. Like, this girl, this is when I was like 19. I was, 19. I was, dating this girl. You know, I was in college. I was working. So I was making time to see her. I would go visit her all the time, call her whenever I could, take her out, like between school and work. Dated her for 9 months until I found out she was just using me as a cover.
Cover for what?
Being a lesbian.
Oh, hilarious!
Yeah, like she's like, oh, I don't sleep with guys until marriage. So I'm thinking, okay, proper. Like, that didn't bother me because I grew up religious.
Mm.
So I'm like, okay, this is proper courtship. Why not? You know, and then I see her making out with her girlfriend. I'm like, oh.
Oh, geez. Well, maybe you could have joined. No?
No, she was gay.
Got you. Gay.
Gay. Not halfway. Gay. She was full-time gay.
That's funny. So what did you do with her? Nothing? You just took her out?
No, I just left her at the, left her in the, where I caught her with her girlfriend, and I left. And
no, but like, what were your relationship based on? Were you guys making out? Were you kissing? Were you fucking?
No, we didn't have sex. We were just kissing, and, you know, she would let me touch her over the clothes.
That's funny.
And then
I think you're just bad at it.
Yeah. I should just hang it up. I should just hang it up. I'm damn near 40. Right, I'm too old for this shit.
I'll make a podcast how to find the right girl, and then maybe we could we can get something for you.
Yeah, make sure you have your guest step up to the mic this time.
Yeah, I know, right? Jesus Christ, thank you. But yeah, it still didn't sound good. I'm just still angry about it.
I've tried. I try to like help you with that audio so bad. I was still messing around with it today. I was trying to like figure out Google.
No, I already posted it, so people are listening to the quality of a podcast. It's okay. We learned. It's only our 10th episode. Hopefully,
yeah. And you know, we'll
figure it out by the 15th.
Yeah. As opposed to this episode is number
455.
800 something.
Jesus.
870.
Woo! Amazing. Wow. Well, I do have to go. I have to put my roommate to sleep.
Right.
I live with a 93-year-old.
Oh, sexy. Are you sure he's not the one?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Oh, okay. Anyways, fuck it. I got to go to sleep anyways. This was just going to be a quick hit anyways. Like to thank Ricky for coming on. Ricky, what's your podcast?
Thank you, Louie. Love you. I'm going to hit you up tomorrow.
Yeah. What's your podcast?
Ricky's Sofa. RICKISOFA.
All right. Love you lots too. And
love you too. Have fun. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Baby. Anyways, before we go, I'm going to play this quick song. This was by Ruben Obed. I played it twice last week. It's one of my favorite songs right now. So I'm just going to end the show with this. But till Wednesday, as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
Swamp Drive.